Hey everyone, Dale Partridge here. So today we have a small change in plans. Veronica and I, we thought that we'd be able to launch our first episode of Real Christianity today, but the prep time required to do this correctly was really just stolen right from under us. Last week, we, I guess 4 out of 5 of us, all 3 kids plus me, had the stomach flu and were just down. And then we were intending to record this episode today, but my daughter's dentist appointment turned into a pulled tooth instead of just a potential cavity, and really prevented us to recording our recording slot that we have every week. So that said, we've decided actually to push back 1 week. And just give you guys a quick update here and buy some time. Veronica and I think just need a break, actually, just from 30 episodes in a row. And so for those of you guys that have followed us on social media, you know how hard 2018 was for us. I mean, we had hospitalized, flu, multiple asthma attacks in the ER, tooth infections, miscarriage, skin cancer, Lyme disease, kidney stones, gastritis, parasite infection, like all types of crazy different illnesses that really attacked us, and a bunch of little stuff in between. And we really do believe that we're fighting a spiritual battle. We're actually at this point, Veronica and I are for sure the weakest we've ever been. Yet it seems that the ministry is the strongest it's ever been. And I remember a few months ago, I was praying and I was crying, actually. I was breaking down and I asked God for a scripture, and I just grabbed my Bible and I just like slammed my finger down. I was like, Lord, I need something. And I landed on just the climactic verse of 2 Corinthians 12:8-10. And it says, concerning this thing that I pleaded with the Lord 3 times that it might depart from me. And he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you. My strength is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, most gladly, I will rather boast in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Therefore, I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches and needs, in persecutions and distresses for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then I am strong. A couple months ago, I guess maybe a week or two after, I read this passage, and this was kind of, I felt like, given to me, which is just like the hardest delivered thing that you get from the Lord. You're like, I didn't want that answer. But that word infirmity, right? You know, Paul saying, I pleaded the Lord 3 times. We don't know what he's actually pleading about. And God says, my grace is sufficient for you, and my strength is made perfect in weakness. Paul's response, you know, it says, therefore, most gladly, I will rather boast in my infirmities. That word infirmities is the same word that we see in the Gospels when people were bringing the sick to Jesus to be healed. They were coming with all these infirmities. And so it's not a crazy idea to believe that that Paul might have been struggling with some sort of infirmities, maybe his eyes and his blindness, maybe something else. But he says he's going to rather boast in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. And he says in verse 10, therefore I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in needs, in persecutions and distresses for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then I am strong. And so Veronica and I are learning slowly to have this biblical perspective about trials. And it's really hard. And I'm not going to pretend that we figured this out, because, you know, we're at a point in our life where we're having, you know, we got 3 little kids and a ministry, and I'm pastoring our church, and we cry a lot. I mean, we've broken down so many times in the last year, and we are trying to just be faithful in this journey. The thing that really keeps us going is the hundreds of emails and testimonials of how our ministry, this podcast, has really helped other people's journey with the Lord. And it's really what keeps us going. But I really think this resistance, because we're in a war, this is a spiritual war. And we, I believe, are threats to the enemy. I think any Christian walking and pushing truth forward in the world is going to incur resistance. I believe that, I think you see it in 2 Timothy. It might be 1st. No, it's 2 Timothy. It says, "Indeed, all who desire to live a godly life in Christ Jesus will be persecuted." Now, I know that's not talking about illness, but the idea is that we that are trying to live for Christ should expect resistance. We know that it's not wrestling between flesh and blood, but between spiritual powers. And so this is a battle. And I think that if you're not having resistance, maybe it's because you're not really a threat. And what is a threat is what gets attacked. And I'm not saying that we need to constantly be attacked in order to be knowing that we're in God's will. I'm not saying that at all. But when we do have resistance, I also want to be sober about the idea that all bad things are spiritual attacks. I don't want to be over-spiritualized. Sometimes we get the cold and sometimes we get a flu. And can we, yeah, put that in the bucket of it's part of the fallen world and it's sin and it's the enemy? Yeah, but I want to be sober-minded about that. I don't want it to be, we see Paul having struggles with his own discipleship group. I mean, he's telling Timothy to have some wine for his stomach. We're seeing some of the apostolic workers that can't come along the journey with him because they're too ill. And, you know, you think Paul, with all the power that the Lord has given him, would be able to just say something and it would be healed, but that's not the case. He tells them to rest. And so I just think that we have to have a sober perspective, and that's what we're trying to have. Our request from you guys, just for this week as we prep for Real Christianity, is prayer. And this podcast has become food and water, spiritual food and water, to many sheep who are hungry and thirsty. And it seems like no matter how hard we try, every episode takes so much for us to get out. There's something that comes up, or it's prep time, or you know, it's just a lot. We can't seem to get ahead because we're just constantly pushing. And so we're working hard, and we're going to get ahead this week, Lord willing. And so would you pray that we would just be able to just push this needle forward and continue to minister faithfully? And also, extending that prayer request is for joy in this season. We're understanding what it means to suffer well, and it's hard. It's hard. So for those of you who are suffering, who are dealing with chronic illness, who are dealing with chronic pain, who are dealing with whatever trial has been thrown at you, we know what that's like. It is hard. You know, when Job has everything taken away from him, he says those incredible words to the Lord. He prays them out, and it says, "The Lord gives and the Lord takes away. Blessed be the name of the Lord." And those are hard words to say when things aren't going the way that you want them to go. And it's a big difference between the Christian who can thank God in the storm than the Christian who can also thank God for the storm. Because we know that the Lord is refining us and shaving off the iron that in our you know, character. And we also know that every saint and every prophet and every apostle and Jesus himself suffered. And so the idea of completely escaping suffering is unchristian. And it says we're blessed to suffer for his name's sake. And while if we want to theologically connect that to illness, we can. I think that very much illness is a suffering for many people. There are many great theologians of times past that have used illness to talk about that. And so we just ask that you would pray for us in this journey, that we would glorify God in this season through our suffering. And I saw a quote, I don't know who said it, but he says, you don't really know Jesus is all you need until Jesus is all you have. And we're very much walking that out. So we're going to faithfully continue in the midst of these trials. But we ask you to just keep us in your prayers. And I'm going to actually close this little section here, or just our announcement to you, with a hymn. And this hymn is from Annie Johnson Flint. And this woman suffered. If you read her story, she suffered so much. And I've been reading this hymn over and over and over again in these past weeks. And she had rheumatoid arthritis and incontinence, and she had sores all over her body, and she was falling apart in her older age. And she penned this incredible hymn, and it's something that I want to share that I'm walking through, Veronica's walking through, and I think it's a great way for us to close. I'll read you the three stanzas right now. It says, He giveth more grace when the burdens grow greater. He sendeth more strength when the labors increase. To added affliction, he addeth his mercy. To multiplied trials, his multiplied peace. His love has no limit. His grace has no measure. His power no boundary known unto men. For out of his infinite riches in Jesus, he giveth and giveth and giveth again. When we have exhausted our store of endurance, when our strength has failed, the day is half done. When we reach the end of our hoarded resources, our Father's forgiving is only begun. So thank you guys. Hopefully that was edifying for you. We are excited. Next week, we are, again, Lord willing, having the first episode of Real Christianity on the topic of how ordinary Christians can share the extraordinary gospel. And so that'll be next Wednesday. So thank you guys for this break and for being gracious with us. We'll see you then.